You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front. And again, I have my buddy Ray Parler alongside me. And don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never, never miss a future episode. Right, Ray, how are you?
Doing well, okay, very well indeed, Al.
Ray, just the New England manager, look, it's not 100% yet, but it's 99.9. It's Big Sam. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think they wanted to go English, so I think Sam was the a manager that's very experienced. You know, he's got lots of a wealth of experience with Bolton over the years and West Ham and Newcastle and all these sides. So I think it was the obvious choice for me. I mean, I know Stevie Bruce was mentioned right at the death, but I think Sam was always in front of Stevie. And I think the interview went really well with Sam. He's wanted it. Look, 10 years ago, he went for the job.
You know, they're big buddies. I wonder, how do you think Brucey's feeling about it? Look, he got Hull up, so he's got the Premiership to look forward to. But to get that interview, and Brucey said something interesting about, well, I would like to get it in the heads of the England players if I get the job. And he also said, I don't know how I interviewed, if it went well. And if I get the job, then I want to instill self-belief and get these guys believing in themselves, which was clearly evident they didn't during the Euros.
Well, certainly Steve Bruce played with some magnificent players. I mean, that Manchester United team in his era, Cantona, people like that, Roy Keane, Paul Ince in that midfield, who all believed in themselves.
Robert was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was there as well. They all believed in themselves that they're good players. So, you know, we have got good players, but it's getting the best out of them.
Yeah.
What Sam will bring to that is that organisation. I think it'd be interesting to see what he does. Whether he plays that 4-4-2 and plays two up front and be more English style, would
sure.
you like? Because some, look, we're going a little bit of the foreign way now with three behind the one, and a lot of these nationalities are doing this now. But sometimes you've got to go that little English way, if you like. I mean, get it wide, get the balls into the box. Some defenders can't handle. So I wonder what Sam is thinking. I'm sure that interview is very important for him to put his points across and say, look, this is what I want to take this nation forward. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens behind the scenes, though. Yeah. I mean, who's his backroom going to staff going to be?
People don't realise how professional he is. He's got probably 14, 15 people there, from dietitians to monitoring body weight, muscles, in terms of looking after their teeth. He does everything.
Yeah, but Al,
so professional.
It's a little bit different to man's day-to-day management now. I mean, when you're doing
I'm saying he's a very professional
I'm sure every single player is getting that at their clubs before they get into the English setup. And he'll know that. He'll know exactly what he wants to bring to the... Look, it'd be interesting to see what players he sticks with. Some he might have to move out, some he might move in.
Well, I said this morning, Ray, on radio, I said, I'm dying to see the first game, who he plays up front. And what he does at the back, will he bring three? Will he make room for Stones? Or will he play
Well, he played that at Sunderland,
four?
Didn't he? He played that at Sunderland, so that might be the way forward. I mean, we've always said that to get the best out of the fullbacks, Walker and Rose, or whether it's Klein or Bertrand or whoever it is.
Attacking style, you
exactly.
play three at the back.
You play three at the back and let them two bum on, and they're the whip for you to get balls into the box. It's all about quality when you get into that final third. But it's going to be really interesting what he does with Rooney as well. Wayne Rooney, obviously, where does his future hold going forward? Is he going to be a skipper?
Well, where is his future with Man United as well? We'll come to that in a moment when we talk about Pogba.
Mm.
So many things. Look, the more I think about it, I like Big Sam. I put Sam down as a friend. I played against him. Ipswich, Bolton all those years ago. When he played for Sunderland, I played against him.
Do you think the FA should have maybe kept... Well, I know it's very difficult because all these managers they're interviewing have got clubs. And, you know, these clubs want to know what's going to go on with their manager so they can replace him. But do you think there should have been a few more interviews with other guys? I mean, I don't know if Jurgen Klinsmann got one or...
Yeah.
There's talk about Gus Hiddink maybe getting an interview. Arsene Wenger turned the job down. It's supposed to be reported. But, you know, they didn't have to make this decision really quickly, did you? I know the clubs want to know, but
the
New England manager, you've got to get it right.
What about Ancelotti before he signed for Bayern?
Absolutely. Well, he's paid with stars like you'll never believe.
A gem.
Oh, well, look, they won last night, Al. They beat Man City last night, 1-0. So, look, these sort of guys, whether they would have been interested in jobs like the England job, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe Bayern Munich's a bigger job.
Yeah.
Maybe Ancelotti's gone, well, again, like a little bit like Arsene Wenger, I want to be there every day. I want to manage a football team that I'd be at the training field every day, watching the players develop, watching the styles of system
Wenger
I want to play.
I think Wenger probably was the number one guy. But listen, Sam's going to get it.
And replacement at Sunderland?
Well, everyone says Davy Moyes is a shoo-in. I'd love to see David back, but is he a shoo-in? I'm not so sure about it.
Well, I'm sure it's a big decision for Sunderland now because, obviously, they've already relegated.
They can't
big season.
They
can't not at all. I mean, they've got to look at someone who knows. Look, David Moyes done a wonderful job, I thought, at Everton. With the resources he had, he always got me into a position where, you know, I think there was overachieving sometimes at Everton. Under Martinez, I thought they was underachieving with the team they had. So I think he's a good manager, David. I think he's learnt from Manchester United. I think he's learnt from Gant of Spain. And maybe he's a better manager now. So it's a massive decision.
Who do you think Sam will take with him? Will it be Paul Bracewell? Will they go to people like Brownie, the South End manager?
Do you think the England FA have had anything to do with the backroom staff? Or do you think that Sam was gone to him and said, look...
I think that was probably a question that was asked.
I think Sam could work with anyone.
I think they would have said, we want to bring in the model of an ex-England great, a Rio, a Shearer.
Better Rio Ferdinand. Or Gary
like
Neville again.
Neville, yeah. Maybe.
Who obviously failed with Roy Hodgson, but... Maybe it's a different story under Sam Allardyce. Who knows?
Or what about another thing that across my mind today? What about Ryan Giggs for Sunderland?
Yeah, Ryan Giggs.
Is that
Giggs.
A possibility?
Well, certainly it's a big move for Ryan now. Obviously, he left Manchester United. It was heartbreaking for him probably to leave, but it wasn't working out. He wanted to be the main man. He wanted to be the manager. But now he's got to bide his time now, Ryan, and say, look, my next job is so important. I always say to managers, I think where Tony Adams, my old mate, come unstuck. He started too low. Try and start as high as you can.
Level that you are best with.
Ryan
understand.
Giggs would know a lot of the level that Sunderland need to play at, and he's been there in that situation. So
I'm just saying. Listen, I hope David gets in because I like David a lot. Fellow Glaswegian, of course. But everyone seems to this morning. Sam's got it. David's got Sunderland. Well, I don't know. Unless they've been dealing with this for the last week, I don't know how assured they can be that that's going to happen. We will see, Ray. Ray, what about a little bit of transfer gossip now? Paul Pogba. Josie, it appears that Josie's so adamant, I need this man. He's the best in Europe. I need him.
Well, certainly, yeah.
£220,000 a week, we hear?
When Josie says he wants someone, I mean, I think the Man United board have really put all the trust in him to get him as manager. They've got to go with it. I mean, I know they can say, well, it's too much money, but... You know, if they've offered 85 Al in this day and age of the markets, and for another 15 million, you've got your man. And the big decision about this is that I know Bonucci's been linked with a lot of teams as well from Juventus. And now we've had someone on the phone at Talk Sport and they said, well, if he goes, Pogba, Bonucci's not going anywhere.
No.
You know, either one of them's going and one is staying. Whether it's with Pogba or Bonucci, we have to wait and see. So that's a big blow for a lot of clubs, like Man City are looking Bonucci,
unless
Chelsea, Bonucci and people like that. So, you know, that is a... And I think Jose might know that. He might say, look, if we can get Pogba, other clubs won't be able to get Bonucci.
Correct. A hell of a defender.
Who could be the difference of Man City winning it?
We're going to talk a little bit more about City, about Stoke City, Man City, also about Newcastle. Okay, up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. This is a brand new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code Alan10, which is capitals ALAN10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code Alan10, where you deposit your £10 and you get £10 free. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com, and please, for over 18s only, and betting must be fun. You must be very, very careful, please. All our old podcasts, Ray and I, are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Back to the transfers. City, close to signing. This is good. Sané from Schalke, good player, real good player. Also, Toni Kroos was mentioned today for around £50 million.
Well,
look, were you impressed with him in the Euros? Yeah. I thought he was all right.
Yeah, I know. He's a good player, though. I mean, he's a good, efficient player in that midfield. I think that's where he wants to revamp it in midfield. You know, we always, Yaya Toure, I think he's on his way out.
He's over the top.
Yeah, he's gone.
Great player. I loved him, not now.
I think for Ferrandinho, they'll keep. Fernando really didn't do enough for me.
They played, didn't they? They played against Bayern in the friendly over overseas.
Yeah, so I think he's looking at the defence. Every single position, I think he's looking at anyone better I can get. Because there's one thing, he'll have a massive budget, Guardiola. He knows that. He knows he can get any player he wants, which is a great position to be in as manager. And they'll trust him. You know, he's got he usually stays at clubs for about 3 years, Guardiola, yeah. And then he moves on. So he knows he's got a plan. He's going to win that Champions League before he leaves for Man City. So, look, all these players will help him do that. They've got good experience. Cruz, we know, is a superb player. Experience in the Champions League as well. So I think everybody will be scouring the market.
Is he dynamic enough for the Premier?
But he's a very efficient player. He gets forward. He's a good passer.
Is he not a younger character?
Well, I think him and Modric have been excellent together, aren't they, when they play together. So,
well, we love Modric.
Modric is superb, but he gets the best out of Cruz probably as well. But all these guys are going to be mentioned. And it's amazing, the figures now we're talking about, Al. Look, 100 million, 50 million. Every single player now is at least 50 million.
Pogba's 100 mil. And he's going to get 220 per week.
Yeah.
That's almost... It's 880.
That's 10 million again.
It's nearly 900 grand.
11 million a year. So it's not bad money, is it? I mean, but look, if you want the best players in the world, you know the agents are doing their jobs behind the scenes.
Yeah, and if they'd United trying, win it, it's peanuts.
They'd be trying to get the best they can for their client. And Manchester United, if you want a player of his calibre, and this could be the difference of them winning the league or not.
Ray, quickie on Chelsea. I was reading today, Lukaku might be going back to Chelsea. If their move for Morata fails, that was one of the papers today, one of the big broadsheets. Chelsea, we shouldn't forget Chelsea.
No, not at all.
Conte's gone in there. I like him. I do. He's no mug. He takes no prisoners.
Well, we've heard that from Bonucci. He's the godfather, Al. The reports were that everybody looks up to him and he's got a real presence in the dressing room area. The teams know exactly how they're going to play. I think they're going to go two holding midfielders, strong players like Kante, and probably Matic maybe, in them two central midfield areas. And then it's going to be interesting to see what Fabregas' role is going to play. Will he play in that three behind?
Is he not going to United? He'll stay at Chelsea?
Well, if they get Pogba, I don't think they can take Fabregas as well. I think that is the key for Fabregas' move. If Pogba comes into Manchester United, Fabregas will sit still at Chelsea. If he doesn't, it looks like the deal's done, and so Fabregas will be in a Chelsea shirt next year. Look, he's a top-class player. The one thing about Fabregas is when he plays in a two in midfield, people run off him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't track back. And that's when probably cost him a few times last year. When he knows he's got insurance around him, and that's why Kante will play a massive part, where he would do all his tracking for him. So he does all the donkey work, if you like, Al.
Yeah.
And then get Fabregas the ball, because he can play.
Yeah.
You know, he's a top-class player who can find them little gaps and can find them little passes to set players up. So Diego Costa would be delighted if he stays, and it looks like he will stay.
Sure.
He'd make them runs and Fabregas will find him.
So Ray, Merseyside's gone a wee bit quiet at the moment, especially Everton. And I believe that Everton are just waiting for this deal with Stones to go through. They might get Mata from United, but Liverpool, it looks as if this new deal, Liverpool to Newcastle, for Wijnaldum, who I like this guy. I know he went missing, like Sissoko did, and then he proved what a good player in the Euros, but Wijnaldum, I really like him.
Well, running one out for Liverpool. Obviously, Joe Allen looks like he might be going to Stoke. Yeah. They're spending some money as well. You know, Stoke have got can't sit still. They've got to try and push into
Stoke
that.
Stoke have got loads of money. They're owned by Bet365. And how much are we giving them lately, you mean?
We're having a nightmare, aren't we? That's why bet on Brazil, you know. Bet. Don't bet what you can't afford, because we are doing their absolute Niagara.
It's
up and down. It's up and down.
But it's an open premiership, isn't it? And it's going to be great. Just a quick one, because we're going to do Fan in the Van, Ray. Just I'm puzzled by this. The three teams that come up, can they stay up? You know, Watford were great last year, weren't they? Norwich came back down. Well, the three teams up, so Burnley, Hull, Stevie Bruce,
Middlesbrough.
Borough have spent a bit, haven't they? They've got a great chairman. You played for them. First of all, let's look at I worry for Hull. Can they stay up? I don't think so.
I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, every single team that comes... Bournemouth done so well last year. I thought they'd go straight back down.
I think it's going to be tough.
But they had a lot of... a lot of organisation. I thought Eddie Howe done really a great job. Borough have gone out and spent money, which Steve Gibson is such a great chairman to work for, because a manager says we need this, right, we get someone in. They've got Navas in goal now, they've got Negredo up front, is a good signing. You know he can bang goals
they've
in for you.
They've got a chance. I think he's on a year loan. The biggest chance.
But you're hoping they can compete. You know, Burnley, look, they'll be solid, they'll be organised. I think Sean Dyche has done a brilliant job. It's going to be tough, but they're realistic now. Yeah. I think they're realistic about it.
And so if we're saying that Borough probably get the better chance of the three, I agree.
Definitely, Borough, yeah.
The teams that went down, Norwich, Villa, Newcastle, I think Newcastle are a certainty to come straight back up.
Well, we're going to talk
not
to
sure
someone in a
Norwich,
minute.
Certainly not sure about Newcastle.
Yeah, we're going to talk to someone in as a Forest fan who would be hoping that their team can, you know, it's going to be competitive. Villa, not too sure yet whether, you know, Roberto Di Matteo can get the best out of their players, whether he's changed a lot there. Norwich, I fancy Norwich to have a good season. Alex Neil, I think they'll be solid and they know exactly
they
how
will
to
be
get
solid.
Out.
They'll be there and boast.
Yeah, definitely. But then you look at Derby, can they put a challenge? Wolves, who everybody expected them to do well last year. Can they get a challenge going? Sheffield Wednesday are improving all the time. He's getting money spent and bringing players in. So it's a great league. It really is. And
can't wait, to be honest.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And teams like Burton are in it, who come up last season. So they'll be looking forward to it. I think Forest's first game is Burton. So
we're going to talk Forest in just a moment with Fan in the Van. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Right, here we go. We're going to have this is lovely. I love this. Fan the Van is brought to you by Jusons, with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far away from your local timber and builders merchants. Trade and public welcome. And we are now going to say a very good morning to a builder and joiner who owns his own company, who deals with Jusons. He's a lovely guy. His name's Don Pritchett. Dom, a very good morning. Hiya, Dom.
Hi, Dom.
Yeah, morning, Alan. Morning.
Dom, I've got Ray Parler alongside me. We were talking about the championship. It's going to be so tough. Newcastle coming down, they look strong. Norwich are a good side as well. But what about your boys? What about Forest? I was lucky enough to play against Forest with a great side, Cluffy's side. Are you optimistic about the next season?
Reasonably optimistic. I think we need to give the club a bit of stability, keeping the manager longer than 6 months, and hopefully, you know, we'll make a few good acquisitions to improve the squad.
Just looking at Dom as well, I mean, new manager, Montagnier, do you know a lot about him and what sort of system he'll play and what sort of players he's been looking at to bring in?
We've not really heard much about him at the minute. I know he's French, but...
Does that worry you?
I played with some French managers, very good, Dom. Arsene Wenger, yeah. People like that.
Yeah, but I say... until we sort of season kicks off in a couple of weeks, we'll have to see what sort of style he plays.
Dom, have you seen a lot of the pre-season games so far? I mean, Asamoah Longo scored a cracking goal and he was injured for a lot of the season last year, wasn't he? So is it important to stay fit?
Well, I think it is. I mean, obviously that was our problem last season, lack of goals, fairly tight at the back, but you know, we didn't score too many. Obviously had a lot of serious injuries, but sort of players are coming back now. I think it's like most championship clubs, it's just a matter of retaining your best players.
Do you know, Dom, do you know what I think? I know it's a difficult, and I mean this, it's a difficult league. My team really is Ipswich Town. We had so many great battles with Forest in the old days when you had Larry Lloyd, Burnsy, Dave Needham, Trevor up front, Gary Birtles, Martin O'Neill, John Robertson. You know, what a side you had. But we had some great battles with you. And I know it's difficult. We have no money at Ipswich, and we're going to struggle to get in the top six for the playoffs. With Forest, you know, you should be in the Premier. You should be in the big time. And it just worries me that you're going to miss out again on the top six.
Like you said, it's a tough league. I mean, it's hard to predict. Sheffield Wednesday, West Erie, you know, did well for them. And I think that was Forest's problem. Maybe Ipswich's as well. You know, it's just a lack of the cutting edge up front, isn't it? The teams that generally get promoted are generally the teams that have got the the strikers in form.
Yeah, what a opening game of the season, though, Dom. That's a local derby, isn't it? Burton, who got promoted last season, home to Burton, and then you've got two tough away games, Brighton back into London, Brighton and Brentford. Yeah. So two tough away games there. But that Burton game should be a brilliant game.
Well, they hopefully be a good atmosphere. I mean, they're not a large club by sort of champion standards. I think they only get 5,000 or 6,000 in their ground. But no doubt they'll bring a few to the City ground. Hopefully they'll sell out and it'll be a good atmosphere.
So, Dom, let me just... We don't know how much money the new owners have got and the manager. You know, how good he really is. Does he understand the Championship, how difficult it is, how tough it is? Do you think you can make the Premier in the next 3 years?
I think that's everybody's hope. I mean, you know, it is all about the investment. We've always had the news of a reasonably good squad. I think sacking the manager halfway through the season last season was a bit of a mistake. I think he should have, Dougie Freeman should have been given a bit more time. You know, to me, he wasn't doing a bad job. It's a results business, as you know, and the owners obviously want to, you know, their investment to be Premier League football.
Dom, just Alan's mentioned some great names who play for your great club, and who was your favourite ever Forest player, and what was your favourite ever game you've seen as a supporter watching Forest?
Well, I'd have to go back to when I was about 10 or 11 years old, to be fair, when we beat Everton 3-2 in the quarterfinals of the Cup at the City Ground. Ian Story Moore scored an hat-trick.
Did he really got a hat-trick?
He did that day, yeah.
Wow.
We beat them 3-2. But that was a cracking game when I was a young lad. I've been to a few good European games, obviously.
What about Robbo on the wing? Trevor, Tony Woodcock, Bertels.
Yeah, I mean, they're all sort of, you know, my age group. So, yeah, there were some great players. Did a fantastic job. Brian Clough and Peter Taylor, obviously.
Who's your favourite player?
Who's my favourite? I mean, I was, like I say, Ian Story Moore was a great player in the sort of 60s, 70s. Like you say, Robbo in the sort of later years. And I think probably in current times, probably Stan Collymore was a great player for us, you know.
Yeah. Now, Dom, just tell us a wee bit about your business. You deal a lot with Juicens, but it's your own business, isn't it?
I've been in business, 40 years. So, we're a small building company. We do new builds and extensions and refurbishments. So we employ 5 people. We're not a big company, but, we have a reasonable turnover.
Yeah, good. Well, I pray God it continues. I think we just see some figures today. Unemployment's come down really, really low now, which is less than 5%, which is great. Hopefully we'll march on, and I really hope Nottingham Forest march on as well. Cracking club, very similar to Ipswich, in my opinion. Dom, great to talk to you. Thank you, and good
Thanks,
luck
Dom.
For the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely. That's Dom Pritchard there, big Forest fan. And you can check out Forest Odds if you think they can get to the playoffs or they can win it with their bet on Brazil. Don't forget, Ray, quick one. Can Forest get in the playoffs? I don't think so.
It's going to be difficult. It's all an investment now. A lot of these clubs, we're hoping to get investment from their owners. And if they're, you know, want to look to the future and hopefully build a squad, the manager's going to be very important as well. I don't know a lot about him at Forest. If he's the right mentality for the club, then hopefully they'll have a good season.
Brilliant. Ray Parler and Alan Brazil on Upfront with Alan Brazil on Audio Boom. Thank you for listening.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.